I don't have any money to pay you.
I can think of another way. You just give me whatever you can spare, and I'll find a way to be your benefactor.
Everyone deserves to feel safe in their own homes. That's why Sidney Glass is my choice for post of sheriff. This man has put the needs of Storybrooke above his own for as long as any of us can remember as chief editor of the Storybrooke Daily Mirror. Please welcome your new sheriff.
Hang on a second.
Oh, Miss Swan, this is not appropriate.
The only thing not appropriate is the ceremony. She does not have the power to appoint him.
The town charter clearly states the mayor shall appoint...
A candidate. You can appoint a candidate. It calls for an election.
The term candidate is applied loosely.
No, it's not. It requires a vote. And guess what, Madam Mayor? I'm running.
Fine. So is Sydney.
I am.
With my full support. I guess we'll learn a little something about the will of the people.
I guess we will.
Another day gone. There'll be no fleeing now.
No. You need to find another way. You need to choose a different path.
Choose.
What choice do I have? Everyone has a choice.
I'm the town coward. The only choice I have is which corner to hide in. And lean? Friendless? The only thing I've got is my boy. And they're going to take him away from me. If you take him away, I will truly, truly become dust.
Not if you have power.
You may as well say diamonds.
Get a hold of yourself. Think. Why do you think that someone as powerful as the Dark One would work for a useless fool like the Duke of the Frontlands?
Tell me.
The Duke has the Dark One in thrall. He's enslaved him with the power of a mystical dagger, and on the blade is written a name.